Herkules. Digitalizacija nasljeđa i identiteta srpske dijaspore.
My name is Michael Kasanović Mihajlo. I'm 65 years old. I was born in Chicago here. I'm a second generation. My grandparents came from Leica area. They settled in Pittsburgh, and the whole community settled in steel mills, working steel mills. In those days, Serbs lived all in most cities, in most mills. They lived all in the same area, same neighborhoods. They built the churches, they built halls. They could walk to church. They did everything together. They celebrated weddings, christenings, funerals, all together, because they all spoke the same language. They were unified in their heritage, and they were all new to the country. So in Aliquippa, Pennsylvania, where my father was from, my grandparents were, there was groups of Serbs in an area. Another part of town was Hungarians. Another part, Serbs were with Croatians mostly, but there were Greeks, and they were all with each other. So my father, so he was first generation.
Born here.
Okay. Yeah, along with his two brothers and two sisters. So when I was born, and my brothers and my sister, in the home on a day-to-day basis, so my father spoke both languages. His mother taught him and spoke Serbian. Mm-hmm. But also wanted them to speak English and to get a college degree. Her husband died very early, left them with five kids, and they all went to college, and that was her goal. So when my father was with his brothers and sister, they spoke Serbian. Mm-hmm. But at home, it was almost all English. Mm-hmm. So now, me as a second generation, we always went to church. We always went to the functions, to slavas, to banquets, to everything. And you would, as kids, so the second or third generation kids would talk. It would be mostly English because we were all school taught. Yes. We were raised in the schools. But the churches had, especially the larger churches, they had the cultural programs. Everybody had the deklamacija for Sveti Sava. There were, if it was possible, usually on Friday night would be cultural night. So they would have the dance, teach dance and language. But if something like my father worked a lot, so we couldn't, and my mother didn't drive, she just worked, so we couldn't get to...
Was your mother Serbian?
My mother was Albanian Orthodox, mm-hmm. and she was from Massachusetts, mm-hmm. and they both met in the Navy.
Mm-hmm. In the Navy?
In the Navy, yes. but her father, and she was first generation. Mm-hmm. So they, my father, my grandfather, her father was poets in church, Albanian church. He was Orthodox. And when my mother told him, "Pa, I met a man, he's Serbian." He went, "Oh, wonderful."
Thank you.
You know, yeah. He's Orthodox, yes. And so all but one of his siblings, mm-hmm. only one of his siblings married Serbian.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, which happens a lot in the States. Mm-hmm. And so that's why the language, you know, at home, you didn't hear it a lot. Although we all live close, he was always close to relatives. So whenever they were together, they would always talk in Serbian. I think that was because when they grew up, they probably did with their mother. And so when they got together, they would talk in Serbian. So we would always hear that. We would always hear it at church. When I applied to the FBI, and I went to the FBI Academy, and during the academy, they had training if you wanted to learn a language, but you had to take a test. Mm-hmm. So I took the test, and I had the highest score. The test is not of a language. Mm-hmm. It tests like your rhythm. It's a they make up a fake
oral
language.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a written test.
Mm-hmm.
They make up a fake language,
mm-hmm.
and they have a partial sentence, and you have to pick which word goes in here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think because of listening all my life to different, just the rhythm of a language,
mm-hmm.
I scored the highest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So through the years, I've taught myself Cirilica, so I can read Cirilica. I can listen, and I love to listen to our patriarch. I can listen, and I can understand what he's talking about. I pick up a few words. I don't know the details, and I feel like I'm missing things.
Mm-hmm.
But he's just, I just love listening to him. And at work, I'll put on, there's the Televisia Hram,
mm-hmm.
so I have two monitors. I do my work on this monitor. On this monitor, I listen to Televisia Hram or other Serbian.
Mm-hmm.
I've taken online,
mm-hmm.
or actually there was, I took a class for a couple months, maybe about 5 years ago. I can't remember. Anna, she's in Belgrade. And so for her, it was 5 o'clock at night. For me, it was 10 o'clock in the morning. So I go to my office, put my headphones in,
mm-hmm.
and for 1 hour, we would go through.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just very hard for me to
mm-hmm.
do that. So my goal is to, and the more I listen, if I'm sitting with a group, I was at lunch the other day with one of the priests and deacons.
Mm-hmm.
We went out, and they sometimes they'll just start talking in Serbian,
mm-hmm.
and I can understand a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the confidence
mm-hmm.
to try and start. You feel embarrassed,
mm-hmm.
but I told them, I said, when I retire, and it'll be soon, I want to go to Belgrade for 3 months
mm-hmm.
in an immersion program.
Mm-hmm.
And learn the language.
You should come to our faculty.
Well,
we have course.
Yes, we can talk.
In Serbian, it's
foreign
languages. Yes, yes.
But so in general, you know, we look at the Greeks,
mm-hmm.
and there are many, many more Greeks than there are Serbs. And they might have been here a little bit to America a little bit earlier
mm-hmm.
than Serbs,
mm-hmm.
but not much.
Mm-hmm.
I think when you look at Serbs, I think we hold our traditions, our language, our heritage for many very close. There are many in my situation who have learned the language, who teach it to their kids, who try to continue. They bring, you know, we have a great Friday night program
mm-hmm.
for cultural. So that'll start in a couple
mm-hmm.
weeks, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The problem today, two.
Mm-hmm.
One is everybody is so spread out.
Mm-hmm.
And in the old days, you could walk to church. Everybody lived in the neighborhood. Today, I drive 30 miles
mm-hmm.
every time I come here.
Mm-hmm.
And time. The culture is stealing the time of families,
mm-hmm.
and you have just to bring kids to church, it's very hard. Now there are programs and sports 7 days a week, and that's wrong. Mm-hmm. Parents have to struggle just to bring their kids here. So we try.
They don't have enough time for that. Mm-hmm.
And the kids want to be with their friends. They want to play sports.
It's natural. Mm-hmm.
So we offer, as many churches do. I don't know if you were at Holy Resurrection.
In Gračanica, we were in Gračanica.
No. Okay, they have a very big cultural program, mm-hmm. very big program. They also have a school, Sveti Sava Academy.
They're
in a new building now. If my kids were younger, mm-hmm. I would take them there.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Because of the quality of the teaching, but just to keep everything, to teach them. My kids are involved in everything.
Are your children able to understand Serbian? Or
they can sing with tambura.
Sing?
Yes.
Okay.
And they
How
love
old
it.
Are you?
30. Mm-hmm. Like 25 to 30. I have four.
Four?
Yeah, even Chetri.
That's cute.
And, mm-hmm. and they love the, you know, the zabavas, the mm-hmm. Everything. They just mm-hmm. love it. And one of them is in New York, and he misses mm-hmm. he misses these Norse. There's no Serbian church in his area, and they just really miss it. So that's good for me. It's important, and I tell, especially the newer mm-hmm. kids, newer adults with children, build your foundation now while they're small.
Uh-huh.
If you don't do it now, they'll never.
Too late.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but I think, you know, we always lose some,
mm-hmm.
you know, they just, and they may come to church, but they may be in a mixed marriage and they just don't come back there for whatever reason. But I think we do. This parish here works hard to offer the children and actually the parents an opportunity to bring them. The children don't drive, the parents have them. So we try and make it as easy for them as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So when the parents are here, we offer different things. We might do a church or a Bible study or some type of teach something just to keep them busy mm-hmm. while their kids are here. I don't know what else.
Do you know how many people come regularly to the church?
So here in this church, maybe 110, 120
okay.
every Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And in our Sunday school program, Sunday school and Friday night. You know, Sunday school is on Sunday, and then the language, maybe 40, mm-hmm. 40 kids. And that goes up and down.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say 40. 40 to 50 children.
And your role in the church here is what exactly?
So I was the president.
President.
For 12 years. I'm no longer. I'm a subdeacon, epojak.
Mm-hmm.
So below a deacon.
Mm-hmm.
And with God's will, maybe someday I'll be ordained a deacon.
Mm-hmm.
I always serve, and like mm-hmm. my father,
mm-hmm.
when we were this big, always in church. So, I've always been either serving with on the church board, in some position, vice president, president. I've been in churches in Detroit, Ravanica Church, church in Washington D.C., church here. I've always served. I've always done, you know.
And do you remember what was the main reason for your grandparents to come here?
I think for the better
existential
life.
Reason.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.